Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. The central component of marriage is leaving and cleaving. After the I do's, we leave our parents' authority and live with our mates in a new home without the meddling of relatives. Otherwise, our marriage can be in great danger. To learn more, please stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues the 10-part series on fighting for your family. Listen now as Dr. Lutzer comes to conclude what marriage is and isn't.
If you want not only a one soul relationship, but you want that relationship to spill over into a caring, sensitive, fulfilling relationship, you can't pretend that the past doesn't exist. That's why I've given you an assignment this week, couples. I'll tell you what it's going to be. I want you to get into a safe place, just the two of you, and I want you to discuss some of the questions that are there in the bulletin. Don't look now, but they're there. And ask yourself, to what extent have the relatives influenced us? To what extent have we not left father and mother? And what impact is that having on our family? Now, there's a good question to begin with. And if you can get through that one without a fight, then you can also go on to other questions. What influence do past relationships still have? What influence do certain habits have on our relationship that intrude on this sacred space that has been mapped out by God for the two of us? This is hard work, but it's promising work, and God blesses it. And by the way, if you're single and you're wondering what your assignment is, actually this one applies to the married people too. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it's in there, the bulletin. 1 Thessalonians 4, the first 8 verses, read it and ask yourself the question, what should those verses mean to me as a single person struggling with sexual issues? Wow, stick of dynamite. So that's the assignment. For the married, one set of questions. For the single, the other. But 1 Thess 4 applies to all of us, married and single. And that's where some of you need some help. You may need to go for counseling, because you may not be able to deal with all these issues without some objectivity and help. Next, you need a forgiving heart. You need a forgiving heart. If you can't ask for forgiveness and then forgive those who ask you for forgiveness, don't get married. Don't get married. At this point, just break it off. I remember asking a couple, by the way, I said to this guy, I don't know that I ever said this before, but they were having marriage counseling before they were married, and I said, if your wife were in a tragic accident on your honeymoon and were a quadriplegic for the rest of your life, rest of her life, could you handle it? He thought about that and decided, you know what, I'm not sure if I'm ready for marriage. Well, here's another one. Do you remember, I told you years ago about Rebecca and I being at the airport there in Minneapolis, and she was getting me a sandwich as she lovingly always does, always looking out for my needs. Wish that I looked out for hers as well as she does for mine. And somebody was watching us. There was a woman just across the way there at the terminal, and she said, you know, I noticed that the two of you get along very well. And I thought, well, thank God for that. I mean, that's wonderful. And then she said this. She said, I'm going to be married soon. What advice do you have for me? And, you know, I'm looking around, you know, I'm thinking, oh, wow, I'm a preacher. I should be able to answer this question. It's the kind of thing that I'm supposed to be able to answer. Rebecca didn't have to roll her eyes. Instantly, she said, have the ability to forgive. I thought, well, thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate you so much, considering who you live with. Yeah, the ability to forgive. If you are not quick to ask forgiveness for your wrongs and to humble yourself and then to receive other people's forgiveness and grant them their forgiveness when they ask for it, I don't see how this marriage can make progress. God wants us to change the way in which we live. Every marriage becoming better, bad marriages becoming good, but oh, what he has to sometimes take us through before we get the message. The lowest depths. Last week, I received a letter from a couple here at the Moody Church, and I received their permission, obviously I wouldn't do it without their permission, to read parts of it to you. It was a letter of thanks to the church, but you've got to hear this. My wife and I descended into what seemed like a bottomless pit. Worse than our marriage being in tatters was the condition we were in physically, mentally, and spiritually. One long year led to two long years, and two to three, and at that point, it was too much to bear. I would say that we were like a man who was struggling to stay afloat without drowning, but we did go under and drown on many occasions. For a guy like me who likes to control and have a certain pride in playing my cards right, I can only describe the totality of our situation as an utter and complete train wreck. There was carnage everywhere, and I was praying that God would take one or both of us from this planet to end the pain. By the grace of God, our loving Heavenly Father was there working all along. At first, perhaps not perceptibly, but over time, as we persevered and persevered a little more and a little more, God showed up. He showed up because we ceded to him the proper authority he deserves. He showed up because we began to ask him to deal with our own hearts rather than that of the other person. You realize what you're hearing here today? Wow. He showed up at 2 a.m. as we were singing hymns in our bedroom during a bout of demonic activity in our house. And by the way, the devil wants your marriage to break up. God showed up through the hands and feet of you and many others at Moody Church who diligently stayed close to us in prayer. I don't know if there are other couples at Moody Church who had their own days of prayer and fasting, but we did because we needed it. We needed a big God for our big problems, and he showed up in a big way. The other day, I asked my wife if we have it as good as ever, and she corrected me and said, "We have never had it this good. What we have now is much better." Now, they go on to point out they aren't perfect, obviously. He says when we do have fights, they don't escalate, but end in genuine seeking of reconciliation. Now, catch this line. Not only do we love each other, but we actually like each other as well. For a while, we neither loved nor respected each other, and now we do both. In fact, God has even granted us a ministry. And then he goes on to say that thank all the people at Moody Church. He mentions some specific names that I won't name who stood with them. And then he ended it, "Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He," and then in parens he adds, "he really washed it white as snow." Did you all hear what God can do? When he shows up in a marriage. I don't know what God talked to you about today. Some of you have to receive Christ as Savior so that you might get a new heart. Some of you have to go home. You have to begin to listen like you've never listened before without judging, just listen. You need to talk. You need to deal with these issues. Painful. Oh my, are they painful. But in the end, when there is reconciliation and forgiveness, it is all worthwhile. And then some of you have some huge forgiveness issues. But all of us need God to show up. And he is there if we're willing to pay the price of honesty and commitment. That's what marriage is. Begin there. Would you join me as we pray together? And even as we pray together, I'm reminded of the last line of this letter. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He makes it white as snow. Can you accept the fact that your first responsibility is to deal with God? Then after you've dealt with God, to deal with the issues. And we can't do that here. You need to go home. You need to draw a circle around the two of you. You need some long talks. Father, however imperfectly we have spoken today, my heart cries out for marriages that are so painful, so hurtful. Oh God, we pray that you might rescue them. Show up, maybe at night, maybe during the day. But we ask, Father, that you will come on a rescue. We thank you that no matter how dark it gets, you also throw us a rope. Oh, Father, do that in our lives even as we sing together about your love. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Pastor Luther, and I can't help but think that today, listening to this message, there were some of you whose marriage is in trouble. I can imagine perhaps a wife, a mother, going through a time of difficulty with her husband. I can imagine a husband who's disappointed in his wife. And some of you may be wondering whether or not you married the right one. Well, let me simply say this. That's an issue not to be discussed. Once you are married to the one who is now, quote, the right one. And God wants to meet you in your situation. My word to you is don't give up. There is hope. You know the story that I told at the end of this particular message? I know that couple very well, and I know the miracle that God did. There were times in their life when none of us really believed that they could ever be reconciled, but the testimony that they have given of reconciliation reminds us that God is in the business of bringing unity where there was disunity and redeeming difficult marriages. I pray that you will not give up indeed. This series of messages is available as a video format and also with a study guide. Why? Because we want you to discuss these issues. We want you to use it in your small groups or in your family. As the messages proceed, you'll learn that some of the subjects will be abuse and addiction and entertainment issues and other concerns. Because I want you to finally discuss those things that are driving you apart, things destroying your family, and trusting God's grace to bring it all together. God is able to do that. And I want you to stay tuned for a very important message.
Thank you, Pastor Luther. We've heard What Marriage Is and Isn't, the fourth of 10 messages on fighting for your family. As people live beyond their means, debt destroys all too many marriages and families. What's the answer? Next time, don't miss Till Debt Do Us Part. Fighting for Your Family is a video series with a discussion guide for small groups. The DVDs and the guide will be sent as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about fighting for your family. Online, go to offerrtw.com or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.